When people ask me holidays and blended families, I only see opportunities. I see opportunities for walls to fall down, for questions to be asked, for open conversation, for just establishing a newness in your blended family.
Surfing always produces gratitude too. Yeah, so if you ever find yourself in a season, especially in the holidays in your blended family, and you're just like, man, this sucks, go get out and serve somebody. Jesus served. And through that, you guys, it will make you, your heart, it will just humble you and it will just give you a bigger perspective of what your situation is.
Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast, and this is the most wonderful season. This is our Christmas podcast.
Christmas.
And we are super excited to be with you. Christmas is one of our favorite times, mainly because we have little kids and they love getting presents, and we're still into the Santa phase, so they, you know, we have to do that whole thing.
Still into the Santa phase, but most importantly, it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
But we're excited you're here. If you're just joining us, please take an opportunity, like, share, subscribe. We would love to notify you every time we release a new podcast, which we do, it seems like, several times a week.
Well, and we have an audio and video podcast, you guys. So if you are listening, know that if you go to YouTube, you can actually watch the podcast on our YouTube channel at Blended Kingdom Families. Very easy to find us. And vice versa. Like, if you're watching this, know that you can also listen to this in the car, on the way to work, at the gym, whatever. We're on all audio platforms. So there's both.
And if you watch it, I'm the bald guy. So just in case you're kind of wondering which one.
Just the only guy.
But, okay, so it's our Christmas episode. We're excited. This is such a special season, but we understand that sometimes for blended families, it can be a little convoluted.
We're gonna
try to just encourage you on a couple of fronts, tell you some best practices, and go from there. So,
You know, I think first talking about the significance of Christmas, because, you know, I know you opened up the podcast and you were talking about the little kids and the gifts and the things like that. And, you know, as our boys have been growing and, you know, learning that the tooth fairy is no longer the tooth fairy and the tooth fairy is mom and dad.
Do they know that yet?
I think Grayson picked up on it.
They're
getting pretty smart. But, you know, really teaching them what the significance is around Christmas and the birth of Jesus and just the meaning and the traditions associated with Christmas. You know, the importance of our faith and the celebration of love, joy, and hope. And so for our family, you know, it's important for us. We get really, we kind of bog down in the holidays. We love to be at home together, spending that intentional quality time together because the kids are out of school. We're not at work. And it's in time to just be really intentional with our family, where throughout the year, it's so busy. Our schedules are, you know, can be a little chaotic and hairy. You know, the boys are in their sports and things like that. And so I love it because it's an intentional time where we can just love on one another. We can share the hope and the joy of Jesus Christ with them and get to celebrate all that. I love too that we get really involved in our church. We're involved in our church every week, but I love the services and the production, the Christmas productions and the singing and the things that they get to do. I love being able to have more time to be able to do that. And it's fun.
And I know you love to decorate for Christmas.
Love to decorate
like
for Christmas.
Between the fall season and the end of Christmas, like the happiest time for my wife. Like she gets into it.
Way into it.
It is a thing.
Yes.
And I love that we get to do that. And again, we don't do enough of that special time during the year. So let's take advantage of it. And it's football too. So got a lot of football stuff going on. But it's also an opportunity to create traditions. And in blended families, we know that that can be somewhat challenging.
Yeah.
And depending on the stage of your blended family, you may be coming out of a really rough stage, or maybe you're newly blended and you're having some issues. Or you may be in the later stages where maybe you have adult children and you're trying to figure that out. But traditions are about, you know, establishing some family, what's the word I'm looking for? These are expectations of the family. It's kind of like, hey, we expect this. We enjoy this. We do this every year. So, you know, I know one of the traditions that we have is it goes before Christmas, which is decorating the tree on Thanksgiving. So why is that important to you? And why have you seen that be important to our kids?
You know, I think it creates commonality. It's fun to watch them do it, but it's just something that we all know and you know, we expect to come out. You said something about expectations, and I want to be careful with that, because there's healthy expectations and then there's unrealistic expectations. Sure. And so, you know, I think setting up the fun expectation of every year decorating the Christmas tree, like that's a good expectation to have, because it's our boys are expectant for that time together. Yeah. They're expectant that they always sit on Big Brother's shoulders. So they get on Michael's shoulders. It's this thing. They get on his shoulders and they hang up the ornaments on the top of the tree, you know, because we have like a 12-foot tree. We have a huge tree. And so for them, it's a lot of fun. And for us, it's just been a way for us to be able to connect. You know, I know this year Michael is with his dad and their family. And, you know, it never, I don't think it ever gets easier, but I do think that there are things over the years as a family that we've learned to cope in a healthy way and understand that like he's enjoying his time over there. And we are so blessed that he gets to do that, because we know in blended family situations, it looks different for everyone. I'm thankful that he has a dad and a stepmom and extended family over there that he gets to enjoy and spend this time of year with. And it also provides opportunity for us to have more of that one-on-one time with our boys. We have four sons. And so as parents that have multiple children, you know, that can get hard. And so, you know, I think how we look at it and our perspective about it, you know, yes, it's hard when our oldest isn't there with us, but at the same time, you know, I know that he is having fun and he is enjoying that time. And so I can find joy and peace in that, and find joy and peace in what we're doing with our family.
Yeah. Well, and it's a great time to, you know, we talk about those co-parenting situations, open and honest communication, planning. I think it's just, I always looked at the holidays when people ask me holidays and blended families, I only see opportunities. I see opportunities for maybe walls to fall down, for questions to be asked, for open conversation, for just establishing a newness in your blended family. Yeah. Because again, I think one of the hardest things about the holidays when it comes to blended families is not being there or not being with your kids at the time that you want to.
Yeah.
And so it takes time to get to that, to a normal, but it also, there's a opportunity to have a very open conversation about what works best.
Yeah.
You know, maybe what worked 5 years ago is not best today.
Yeah.
And you've kind of been continuing that tradition of saying, hey, this is the way we do it. But our kids are older now and they want different things. And I just love that this picture in my mind of that one text message that you send or that one email or that one phone call. It's like, hey, can we have a conversation about maybe what would work best for both of us? Can we give and take a little bit? Mm-hmm. And can we start building a relationship? Because I will tell you, kids in blended families notice these things a lot.
Yeah.
And they're looking at ways that they can experience the same joy in both places or have everything that they want in this holiday season. And so if you have that opportunity, and maybe your co-parenting relationship has been horrific over this year, and maybe you haven't gotten along at all, and maybe it's that one moment that you're like, you know what, I'm just going to lay the axe down, and I'm going to send that message that says, hey, is there anything we can do to make this better for you guys? And can we have this conversation?
Well, and I think as the kids get to a certain age, and I know we've talked about this before, you know, Michael is 17. And so if he's like, hey, mom, I want to stay 2 weeks with dad, like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes less about what we want and ultimately, like, what's going to serve him best in the season and where is his heart at and what does he, you know, what is it that he wants to do? Letting him have a voice. I mean, he's about to be 18 in February. So we've been really diligent and good about letting him start to make those kind of adult-ish decisions. And but ultimately, when it comes to, you know, him going back and forth to our house and his dad's, definitely having more of a voice and a say in that. And every blended family is different, you guys. So, you know, what works for one family may not work for yours. That's where we have to be in prayer. That's where we have to seek the Lord. That's where we need to go to his word. But I think through all of that, we can still maintain the peace of God with us. God is peace. It tells us in Micah, the book of Micah, that he will be our peace. And I love that here in Thessalonians 3:16, it says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. So we know that the holidays can be hard for blended families, but they can also be a time of peace. And again, this goes back to our posture and how we're going to approach the season. Like, am I going to approach this in a negative viewpoint? Am I going to come in with a positive viewpoint? And God, I've got your peace. Like, you are my peace. And so just remembering that and taking that with us into every situation that we're going through.
Yeah. I love that. And again, this is, you're rolling into the holidays and into the new years. It's like this natural feeling of reset, our posture of peace. We know that a lot of, you know, families have chaos around the holidays, and we just want to be, you know, mindful of that. And we want to be encouraging of that. And one of the things that I want to do now is just talk about maybe some new traditions that you can start. Mm-hmm. And if you may be watching this going, gosh, I don't know what this season's going to be for us.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give you like steps one and two, like, hey, let's try this. So it may be this concept of, hey, we're going to make a certain meal together.
Yeah.
Like, you may have a certain recipe. You may have had a tradition in your family growing up. You're like, you know what? I'd like to rebirth that again.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like, hey, we may have this special meal, or we have this special time together, or the way we, you know, maybe deliver presents, or what that may look like. It may be also like we take this and say, you know what? We're going to take this time and give back. So we're not going to be at our house the whole day. We're going to take that opportunity and go serve at a church, or serve at a shelter, or serve somebody else.
Go ahead. Yeah, well, I was going to say, serving always produces gratitude too.
Yeah,
so if you ever find yourself like in a season, especially in the holidays, and you're a blended family, and you're just like, man, this sucks. Like, this situation just sucks. Like, go get out and serve somebody. Jesus served. And through that, you guys, it will make you, your heart, it will just humble you, and it will just give you a bigger perspective of what your situation is, bigger than your situation. And, you know, I know that we've served before. I used to serve at the Salvation Army here in Dallas, Texas, and you guys, like, wow. Like, that will humble you really quick. And so I just wanted to add to that as you were saying.
I think it's great. And it's a great tradition to start. So serving the community, or maybe creating a new tradition with maybe how, you know, do presents or a meal.
I've got a new one to help with the co-parenting issue.
What you got?
Like, so if you and your kids or your stepkids bake some cookies together, hear me out. Not only like are you spending time together and you're creating this tradition of like maybe baking goods or you know, baking holiday treats together, but then you give that to your ex-spouse and the kids can say, "Mommy and I baked these together for you." So they can't say no because it's from the kids.
Yeah.
But you also had a part in that. And just pray over it before you send it over to them. Bless them. Just saying.
Well, here's my When we started thinking about this Christmas message, and I started thinking about what is it that I want to, from a podcast perspective, what goal do I have? I just want you to look at this season as we focus on Jesus. We want to focus on not only the gift he gave to us through his sacrifice, but we also want to focus on what he teaches us. His teaching is the roadmap to our relationship success.
Mm-hmm.
It's the roadmap to our co-parenting success. When he teaches about love, when he teaches about patience, when he teaches about grace, when he teaches about forgiveness, these are all the things that we're focused on him, but let's also take from that the gifts that he's given us and saying, hey, how can I now change the posture of my heart toward my co-parent, or maybe it's toward my stepchildren, or maybe it's even toward my spouse, and say, this is the moment of pivotal change when I am so thankful for what Jesus did for me. I'm going to start acting, and I'm going to start portraying my heart in a way that would make him feel receptive of that kind of love that I'm giving out.
Yeah.
So we know that there's the holidays brings a lot of stuff to the surface, and we know a lot of people are hurting during that time. But we want to encourage you to take this step and say, hey, listen, let me take a step in faith and take a step into what Jesus actually wanted for my life and go, hey, I'm going to make a change this year, and I'm going to make a change right now.
Yeah. No, that's so good.
So we're excited for you in this season. We are so thankful for you as a community. We're thankful that you're with us. We're thankful that you're supporting us and praying for us. Christmas is an amazing time of the year, and we're so excited to celebrate the birth of Jesus and celebrate that with our family and the traditions that we have. We hope that you are too. Guys, take care. We will see you soon, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do, and Merry Christmas.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.